second, the other definition of not making any mistakes, being perfect without blemish.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And that's not the perfection that God has. Because if God had that and upheld that definition toward humanity, we'd all be doomed. None of us would be able to make it. We'd all be doomed. Only God is that type of perfect. Never makes mistakes.
And we can strive for that type of perfection.
And if perfection isn't achievable, why would we strive?
Right.
See, we strive because we know it's possible to accomplish, to achieve it. Mm-hmm. And we do that when we follow what we are supposed to do, or had opportunity to follow what we're supposed to do. That's when God looks down at us. He says, oh, you're perfect. And that's why Job was able to say, he was perfect.
Good stuff here. Good stuff. Let's transition into, so earlier we talked a lot about a woman and knowing her role within the relationship. You talked about us being a virtuous woman or virtuous vessel within our the relationship, and just in general, walking upright, knowing that we're priceless, knowing that, understanding the price that was paid for us so that we can be who we are in Christ, and also being able to be an example.
Absolutely.
So I want to flip that over and talk about men. You know, we're talking about women. This is a women's empowerment show, but we want to see the perspective of how a man is supposed to be.
That's fair enough.
A virtuous man?
Fair enough.
Okay.
I'm glad you said that. So let me just read something, an excerpt out of my book, okay. If I may. And let's look what a man, how a man should be. It says, the greatest want in the world is the want of men. Men who will not be bought or sold. Men in their inmost souls are true and honest. Men who do not fear to call sin by its right name. Men whose conscience is as true to duty as the needle to the pole. Men who will stand for the right though the heavens fall. That is the best definition or example of what I would construe to be a man. When you meet a man like that and you have the virtuous woman character, there is a possibility, there's no guarantee, that you have met your mate for life. Again, live your role, and when you live your role, the definition that I just wrote of a man, read as a man, will come your way. And when he does, I'm going to go ahead and read a little more out of the book, and when he does, this is what a man will know what to do and how to treat and respect a woman. It says, a man knows how to respect and honor a woman and has realized how to satisfy her desires and her basic needs because he knows where his strengths come from. A man looks at his woman and observes her deficiency and strives to fill the void that will help her to succeed beyond her own personal goals. A man who arrives at home sees what needs to be done in the home that some would consider domestic chores, and he does them without the woman having to ask. When he sees her struggling with any type of character defect, his desires to help her in every way that he can possibly do to overcome and win the victory of the obstacle that is set before her. He is not afraid of criticism from his peers, his family, or his friends, by the way he treats his wife, because his love for her exceeds her expectations and gives her a desire of reciprocation as a help meet, which does not necessarily mean meet the expenses for the month. Her desire to allow him to be a leader and husband, a house band, if you will, of the home will assist him in fulfillment of his godly responsibility and the perfecting of his character. So that's what a man will do for his wife. He will come home. If he sees her sitting on the couch, he's not going to come home and complain. Hey, Wanda, why are you sitting on the couch? You know I'm hungry. No, he's going to come home and say, hey, honey, is everything okay? And if she says, you know, I'm really tired today, no problem. Did you want something to eat? I'll cook dinner tonight. I'll cook supper. Did you need anything? Come home, maybe give her a foot massage. Come home, give her a shoulder massage. Come home and take care of the kids. You know, hey, have the children eaten? No? Okay, well, let me fix us all something to eat. That's what a man would do. He will see her needs, and he will exceed her expectations because he loves her that much.
But is that realistic?
Absolutely. If it wasn't, God wouldn't have put it in there. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself. It doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely.
So if Christ can give like that, so can a man by God's grace. And that's what God wants us to do as men.
So why do you think men don't do that?
Reflecting back to that word selfishness,
mm-hmm.
Because selfishness is the root of all evil. Men come home, and again, men have misunderstood the responsibility that they have been given, you know, as a man. When a man understands his role, they will, because I know men who follow what I just read. I know men who treat their wives like what I just read. So I know it's possible. Might be far, few between, but why not let that possibility be you? Because it is. There's still 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. And those are the type of men and women that I'm referring to. And me personally, I'm striving to be one of those. I'm not here to condemn anyone, but I am here to uplift them and not to compete with you. I'm here to encourage you, to uplift you, to help lead you and guide you in the way that you should go. While at the same time, I too am doing the same thing for myself.
So let's move this over. So we've had this whole conversation. Again, Michael's book is entitled We Need to Talk, Enjoying Healthy Relationships Today, Tomorrow, and Forever. And you have translated this into a stage play that will actually be playing here in town.
Yes, yes.
Let's talk about the play and how that whole thing came together.
Well, initially, after I finished writing the book, I sat on it for a while. I never actually released the book to the public. And as of today, it still hasn't been officially or technically released to the public. Although there are, maybe about 100 and something copies out roaming around in out there in the public, because I had a private release for family and friends. So after I wrote the book, I became stagnant. I said, I feel like I need to do something else. And so what I initially did is I started writing a screenplay for a movie.